Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and today we are talking with Zach Simon. He is the Regional Marketing Director for the United Sorghum Checkoff. And Zach, thanks for visiting us with us here in Amarillo today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Shannon.
Absolutely. I always love talking sorghum. Y'all really know your stuff, and I feel like, you're the marketing director, so I can tell you directly, y'all are like a notch above a lot of other commodities in how you market sorghum.
Right. Well, sorghum has been on fire lately. It is a buzzword, I guess, anytime we're talking commodity markets here. So, yeah, we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on right now. Demand, obviously, very strong. Prices, very strong. Just overall exciting times in sorghum right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that really was the story of 2020, was sorghum being the bright light, really. Y'all saw premium prices all throughout the year. Now looking to 2021, even just as recent as Tuesday of this week, y'all saw some great rallies in prices. How is that going to play into your 2021, aspects?
So, yeah, we're seeing great prices, like you mentioned, Shannon. Farmers have some excellent opportunities right now with new crop bids. I would say potentially record-setting new crop bids, opportunities for them to lock in some profits right now on their 21 acres. And, hopefully farmers are paying attention to those bids and taking advantage of them in at least some capacity for their operations. Demand is remaining strong. We've got a lot of things going on driving that, weather conditions worldwide, but also just, a lot of interest in sorghum for all of its attributes and qualities. Obviously, China has been a big player, big buyer, but they're not the only one on the international market playing here as well and wanting sorghum. So just, yeah, lots of positive things for 21. Like I said, 2020 was a great year for sorghum. I think 21 is going to be even stronger. We've seen more bushels on the books for 21 than what we saw bought in 20. Obviously, we haven't delivered on those, and things can change there, but definitely a strong indicator to producers that sorghum's going to have a great year.
Yeah, when we talk about that, you mentioned there that even looking at 2021, we're already seeing way more interest ahead of 2020, which is pretty amazing, but the weather situation, right? Like we're in Amarillo, really severe drought here in our area, and sorghum is one of the largest crops we produce. You're in Kansas, and it's the same sort of situation. Do you see that really playing into what might happen down the road this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we need rain for any crop. One great thing about sorghum is it is able to hang on in dry situations. I mean, it does, again, like I say, take water to produce grain. However, it's inherently drought tolerant, can handle things in stress and heat and lack of moisture and hang on and wait for that timely rain that comes about and still produce a pretty good yield for us. That's something to consider if we're looking at dry situations. If it fits well into your cropping rotation, then that's definitely something to consider in a dry year.
Okay, yeah. And, China, they were a big, big buyer of sorghum in 2020. Do we still see that being the trend this year?
Everything that they've expressed to us thus far is yes. They are very interested in sorghum again this year, and several factors there. They utilize sorghum in their national drink, national liquor called Baijiu. It's key ingredient there, and it's actually the most consumed and most produced liquor in the entire world, by quite a large number over the next spirit, which is, I believe, vodka. We're talking almost 10 times more produced than any other liquor. So wow, it's important for that. But other things happening in China and elsewhere in the Asian Pacific Rim, countries like Vietnam, several things happening there. One, they've been battling African swine fever the last few years. We've probably heard reports on that and read articles and things like that. But they've changed how they're growing their hogs, and it's turned to more commercial, what we would maybe expect for a hog operation here in the United States, where they've gone from dirt floor, small farms, backyard hogs to large commercial hog barns. So with that, we've seen a change in what they're feeding hogs, more of a commercial, similar ration to what we would be feeding here. So there's a higher demand for coarse grains. So sorghum feeds very well into hog rations, and they enjoy feeding sorghum in their hog ration in China. And so they have a lot of demand for sorghum to feed their hog population that is now, I believe, over 90% back to where it was previous to the African swine fever coming in and really decimating their hog herds. So good demand for our farmers. And the other space that they're really utilizing sorghum and looking at utilizing it even more is in aquaculture feed. Countries like Vietnam have a lot of aquaculture production, whether that's fish specifically, but shrimp and others as well are very important over there from a feed source, but also from an export market for Vietnam. And sorghum's doing very well in feeding trials, has done very well in feeding trials, and they're very interested in utilizing that.
Yeah, definitely sounds like demand is going strong into this new year. And, you know, looking more at home, we are in our pre-plant stage. You know, we are planning what we're going to be putting in the ground, how that's going to budget out for us. What market opportunities are you seeing at the moment for sorghum producers?
We're seeing, you know, very strong new crop bids, you know, in places right now. I know that farmers have an opportunity to lock in some prices, you know, over $6 right now for fall delivery, which is just amazing for the producer at this point to be able to lock in grain prices like that. And granted, that will vary region by region, and you know, there's a logistics that dictate that price somewhat. But definitely, farmers need to be, you know, looking into their options, where they deliver grain, where they sell grain. You know, happy to help connect producers that have on-farm storage and utilize things there to try to connect them with, we have strong domestic markets as well, and strong demand there, a lot of it going into pet food and things like that. So, you know, we're here as a resource for the farmers that have questions or want to discuss how they can try to break into some of these domestic markets as well. So, yeah, just explore your options and don't be scared to contact us and ask us questions if you have some.
Wonderful. Yeah. And with that, we will have the sorghum checkoff contact information on our website, kgncnewsnow.com. Zach, thanks for visiting with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me again, Shannon. I appreciate it.
Again, Zach Simon is the regional marketing director for the United Sorghum Checkoff. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.